Welcome to the December 5th, 2024 OC Parks Commission meeting. To begin our meeting, we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. May I have Haley Jones do it?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, roll call.
Chair Schauer, Vice Chair Warren.
Here.
Commissioner Diaz.
Here.
Commissioner Hanson. Commissioner Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Gabbard.
Here.
We have quorum.
Awesome, thank you. Okay. At this time, members of the public may address the commission on items of public interest that are within the jurisdiction of the commission and are not contained in tonight's agenda. Anyone wish to speak?
We do have one request to speak, Vice Chair. We have Shirley Gringe.
If you don't mind, I'm going to stand here. My name is Shirley Grindle. Used to be known as Gravel Gertie in Orange County because I fought the gravel companies from expanding deep pit operation in San Diego Creek. I'm here tonight. When I got appointed to the Planning Commission in 1973, probably none of you were born then. San Diego Creek was right next to me, and I became very involved in the gravel company, so that's how I got the name, Gravel Gertie. They didn't get to mine anymore, by the way. But one day on the Planning Commission, I heard that Harry Rinker, a very prominent developer out of Newport Beach, had bought 45 acres down in this beautiful area next to San Diego Creek. And I went down there and looked at it, and then I saw this old farmhouse, and that's where the Blones lived. And they owned one side of the creek, and Rinker bought the other side. I went back to the Blome family. It was a husband and wife, as old as me, and as I am now. And I asked them what they planned to do, what they would like to see done, and they told me that they don't have any kids, and they really didn't want a bunch of houses down there. And I asked them, what if the county bought it from you, and you live here until you pass away? You are able to live here. The result of that conversation is that the county bought not only Harry Rinker's property, but they bought the Blome property. That was the beginning of San Diego Oaks Regional Park. I'm here tonight. I will be 9 in 19 days. I'm not proud of it, but I'm very disgusted I'm getting old. And the City of Orange and the National Park Service financed putting together what's called the San Diego Creek Vision Plan. It was done in 2008, 2009, and it describes plantings, native plantings, pieces of property that should be bought, and blah, blah, blah. And the whole point was to get a pedestrian bike trail established. And now, that was back in the 2000s. This plan was adopted, and Orange is trying to enforce it, to implement. And at the currently, they're working the bike trail. I know I'm jumping off. I'm not used to speaking. Used to do a lot of it. I asked Supervisor Bill Campbell if he had any money to help Orange build 4.5 miles of bike trail from Hart Park up to, from Cambridge up to Cannon. And sure enough, he came up with $8 million. So Orange put in a very nice bike trail, heavily used right along the creek. And but they got up to a point up to Cannon, and from that point on, now the city is, they just finished the environmental work for extending the trail up to Santiago Oaks Park. The problem is that the trail was on the north side of the creek, and all the trails in Santiago Park, you have to cross the creek. So, what was the guy's name? Mark used to run the Parks Department, and then I talked to him, then he left. I have talked to two park rangers here about eventually the county should put in that bridge. It's only a pedestrian bridge, it's not a vehicle. But to try and cross that with bikes over these rocks is very dangerous. So I'm here. By the way, who's my representative? I live in the city of Orange. Who represents?
Supervisor Wagner.
Yeah.
Wagner.
What?
Supervisor Wagner.
No. Which are you guys?
I don't think it's not here tonight.
All right. I'm going to give you this plan, and I don't know how much more I got time on this life. I would like the Harbor Speeches and Parks to follow up on this. And personally, San Diego Oaks Regional Park is a county park, and I would think they could afford to put a pedestrian bridge. It's not a big, long bridge. So I'm asking you guys to take some responsibility for this.
Yeah.
In case I'm not here.
Thank you.
You've dropped papers behind you, so be careful.
So that's the history of San Diego Oaks. And I don't know how many of you remember my history, but it's all in the Orange Library. So thank you for your attendance.
Thank you.
Please help get this done, because it won't be too long. They'll have that trail all the way up to there. Orange is having to finance putting two big bridges in to get across San Diego Creek. This pedestrian bridge is very short. Thank you.
Appreciate your comment. And you can feel
change your signs next time.
Are
you guys the historical commission?
No, we apologize for that, and thank you for letting us know. I'm so sorry.
Appreciate your comment, and you could reach out to Pam with the information.
I'm sorry.
I'll take this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Can you just?
She's our executive director.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I hope I'm finding
what I want. Okay. Anybody else wishing to speak? And seeing none, we're going to move on to consent. All right, now we move on to the consent calendar of the agenda. The following items on the consent calendar be approved on motion unless commissioners request to pull a specific item.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you. Motion from Diaz and a second from Hanson. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item passes. All right, now moving into five discussion items. County of Orange general plan update and presentation.
Salazar, planning manager at Wilson Public Works Development Services Planning, and I am here to provide an update on this exciting opportunity that we have to update the County of Orange General Plan. Along with county staff, a DeNovo planning group is a consultant assisting with this update, and here with me is Ashley Brodkin, a senior planner. What is a general plan? So every city and county in California is required to have and maintain an adopted general plan. It's a comprehensive blueprint for the future of jurisdictions and often looking forward 20 years out. Every general plan is unique to each community, and the general plan for the County of Orange will be built on community goals, priorities that reflect the local needs of unincorporated Orange County. In 2005 was the last comprehensive update to the county general plan, so we're ready for an update. Periodic updates have been made to various elements of the general plan, which is consistent with state law. The zoning code is separate but complementary to the general plan, and it must be consistent. The zoning code will not be updated as part of this update. There are no zone changes or amendments included. The goals and policies will be updated in addition to incorporating changes required by state law. The current county general plan is a very large document. It's hundreds of pages. So the update will provide an opportunity for a user-friendly and accessible document. There are no land use changes proposed in the comprehensive general plan. In addition, the specific plans will not be updated either. Listed on the screen are the topics, also known as elements, of the general plan. The county general plan includes 7 elements. The 2 optional ones are the public services and facilities and growth management. The housing element is updated separately every 8 years. So there is a new requirement for an environmental justice element to be included as part of this update. The first stage of the project is community outreach and an opportunity to get the word out about the project. Community outreach started with a direct mailer to every property in unincorporated Orange County earlier this year. The direct mailer postcard was sent to 40,000 residences. There is a dedicated website and email address for the project. And on the website, there is a brief educational video to introduce the county general plan. The initial public outreach started in May and continues throughout the whole project. This presentation has been provided at all the advisory committees, the community meetings, which were held in Midway City, RMB, West Anaheim, Costa Mesa. So approximately 13 meetings have been held so far. We're here to present at the OC Parks Commission. And then the next presentation will be at the Airport Land Use Commission next month. Here's a visual representation of all the meeting locations. And we're trying to just represent the various islands of unincorporated Orange County. So this slide shows a summary of the key findings from the online survey. As of the end of November, there have been 1,000 survey responses and 4,000 unique visits to our website. The different assets that have been identified in the various unincorporated islands was the common sense of community and open space. So those are the 2 important common themes that we've heard throughout the meetings and also on the online survey responses. In addition, managing growth and infrastructure needs, such as more ways to get around, is also a shared common theme. As shown on the schedule, we're currently kicking off the draft general plan and environmental document internally and working towards public review of those documents next year. We're still working on the vision plan and hope to have that completed this month. So 2025 will be a busy year. We'll be working closely with various county departments on the documents and going through the second round of public engagement. Similar to the first round, we'll be going to the same locations and also reaching out as needed to include additional public meetings to reach out to the community in unincorporated Orange County. And also during the second round of public meeting, we'll be coming back to your commission to obtain feedback on the policies. This is a 2.5 year process with Board of Supervisor approval in winter of 2026. So how to get involved? We have created a QR code that could take you to the dedicated website. You can register email for notifications about the project. All the documentation will be uploaded on the website as well. Also, the web page has a dedicated page that lists all the future meetings. Also, there's additional information such as FAQs, project timeline that's available on the website. There are also hard copy printouts available for you to take. Again, there's a little business card with a QR code that you can scan and handouts on the schedule and FAQs. So thank you for the opportunity to present to your commission and look forward for the next 2 years working with you on this project.
Thank you for the presentation. Is there any questions from the commissioners?
Just one, sorry. Make it brief. We're updating the open space element and the public service.
Yes.
So we might want to consider having a meeting somewhere near Laguna Niguel Regional Park and the basically Top of the World / Arch Beach Heights area that backs up to the park itself, somewhere in that area, simply because so much of that part of the counties, all those neighborhoods are impacted by that open space, and so having their input would be helpful.
The hard part about that is that that's all incorporated area, so the general plan is only about the unincorporated areas.
That's what I mean. All of those houses back up against the unincorporated.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, that's what.
That's why you're here.
Great, thank you.
That's good. That's good input. Thank you. I didn't realize that. So we have like an island right there.
Yes.
Yeah. We have too many weird islands of unincorporated.
Right downtown.
These unincorporated areas.
Yeah. Those two big donut holes.
Yeah. So you'll see those have zero population when you look at.
Yeah, all of the all of those buildings.
But because they're got it.
See, is it? This is. I'm not trying to ask a trick question. Isn't Emerald Bay within that?
Yes.
I mean, it's unincorporated county.
The houses.
Yes. Very, very vocal houses.
So be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, let's not talk to those people.
And there will be another round of outreach as well. So this was just the first round to introduce that involved the mailing. It was a little bit introductory, but there will be additional rounds once we go through and we have a draft and general plan as well. So there will be plenty more opportunities for people to get input as well.
But to Haley's point, the folks that are in there are very vocal, and if you exclude them, they'll become more vocal.
Yeah.
So just get in front of it, messaging.
Smart.
Is that warning or advice? Yeah. I don't envy the work if I'm going to reach out to all these islands. Actually, you see standing, there's a little square island there. That little strip that points out is the couple homes on the south side of my neighborhood. And so even my neighborhood is part city and unincorporated.
So crazy.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We told them they could leave after this, so.
For sure.
Okay. We'll receive and file the item. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Our motion is second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item passes. Now we'll move on to our second presentation. Now, the second item in the discussion calendar for tonight is Commission's proposed 2025 meeting and field trip schedule.
All right. So before you, in your packet under discussion B, is the proposed calendar of meetings and field trip schedule. You'll notice different from previous years is that we've actually scheduled the field trips and what they are. We're hoping this will help us get quorum so that you can put it on your calendars now and everyone can be there. So just quickly going through this, our January meeting will be canceled. It's a holiday week. It tends to be very difficult for people to be able to attend. We'll come back for regular meetings February, March. April will be the commission field trip, the first one of two. Newport Sea Base and Heart Patrol, so we're trying this again and I'm hoping this works. So I think it's a really important one. May and June, regular meetings. July canceled, so we'll go dark that month. And that typically tends to be a very big vacation time. August, regular meeting. September, that's also a holiday week, so moving the field trip to the following week and going to Carbon Canyon Regional Park. For those of you that aren't familiar with it, that's where we have our beautiful redwood forest. And the fact that we have it is really amazing, so we want to be able to go see that. And then October through December, regular meetings. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions or take any suggestions for any deviations from what we're recommending.
Yeah, if there's any opportunity to postpone potential wildfires this year?
We can do that, yes, yeah, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Make sure you write that down, James.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at my calendar to see if there's any obvious conflicts, but I don't see anything.
We tried to avoid obvious ones, but it's hard because I think the hard part with all of you is you're all very busy, which is so great, but makes it hard and challenging to plan.
Can we ask James to send out a calendar invite so that it's on everybody's calendar?
That way, can you do that?
We can.
James says yes.
Thank you, James.
And the Friday field trips would be 9-ish?
Okay. Yes. Okay. But we'll make sure that we'll put 9 a.m., but you just know that it might be a little bit off depending. The Carbon Canyon, that was easy. We control everything on that one. The other one might be modified just a little bit, but I think 9 a.m. is what we've told them.
Okay.
But we'll give you specific instructions of where to go with mapping and everything.
Yeah, you guys are always great. Yeah. Thank you.
And some of those details will be shared closer to the field trip.
Yes.
I won't be able to do it all right now.
But. At first, it's just save the dates.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely put these all on my calendar just to save the dates. That's great.
One thing I'm wondering is we weren't able to go out to the Model Air Club, and that was one of our trips scheduled for this year. Is there any opportunity we can have to where if they're hosting an event, like let's say on a weekend, that we just have a date that's like, hey, we can come out and see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So rather than, you know, coming at it from the opposite direction, so that way we could still kind of support what they were doing since that was canceled.
Well, we can look in to see what their calendar is and share their calendar,
yeah.
And then you can go whenever you want. I don't want to make it so that everybody goes on this one,
because
then it turns into a field trip and then becomes something different.
Oh, sure, quorum.
Oh, it becomes a
quorum issue.
It can,
yeah.
Because it does, because it is something that could be coming before you. So better just to say, it's sort of what we do with the other events that we have in the agenda. We're don't put it in here because we only put our stuff in, but we could just let you know. Here's their calendar. If they give it to us,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Of time, yeah.
And then if we choose to go in our personal time,
That'd be great. I'd love to still be able to support them. Yeah. In that capacity.
And then possibly in 2026 we can actually go down there again.
Okay. Very good. Any other comments?
I really appreciate what you guys are doing in terms of scheduling them and scheduling where we're going and just
we're trying
to tell us where to be and where.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve the Commission's 2025 meeting and field trip schedule?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Item passes. And moving on to item 6, OC Parks Director's Report.
Okay, so I thought it would be good for us to be able to, for me to be able to report back to you on what happens when items leave here and then go to the board. So that's something I'm going to be adding in. So you all approved moving forward the Santiago Equestrian Center and the Craig Regional Park leases, and both of them were unanimously approved by the Board of Supervisors. The Santiago Equestrian Center lease was extended through December 7th, 2042, which seems really far in advance, but as we heard, there's a lot going on and a lot of infrastructure that is going to be put into it. And then the other is Craig Regional Park lease will be extended through August 31st, 2049, and I expect all of you to still be on this commission to be able to talk about this and say, I was here when this happened. The other thing, and this is something that Commissioner Gabbard knows about, is the Salt Creek Beach closure. We did have a sewage spill. It's going on a little bit longer than we thought. Every day, water, healthcare agency, is testing the water to make sure it's good. We're waiting for the results to see if we'll be able to reopen hopefully tomorrow. That's the last we have here, right?
Yeah, fully reopened. I think this afternoon they filled back 500 more feet of beach that we
but we want it to be
cleaned up. It's not completely open yet, the northern portion of it, yeah.
Is there any information on what caused the spill?
the station had a crack in one of the pipes, and they have a catch basin at the bottom of it. It's right off of Miguel and Camino del Aguilón.
Okay.
So, you know, but this thing was 3/4 of a mile from the beach.
Wow.
And it just, because that drain is there, it gets into a big regional pipe that goes off of the golf course, and you can't stop it. Or we haven't been able to stop it. We're going to fix that.
Was it found by water quality testing, or how was it?
They got a number. Somebody called it in, but it was pretty bad.
It was.
Yeah, I had some folks that drove through it, and it's with that. So, I mean, 2,000 gallons, rough or minus, plus or minus. So.
Yeah. We're not fond of those.
No.
Can you make a note to make it so we don't have those anymore?
That and wildfires.
All right, now on a better note. Ranger update. We have 11 rangers that are going to, ranger recruits, I should say, that are going to be starting on December 13th. And then their academy is going to be starting at the beginning of the year. So we're going to be doing the onboarding process this month and then actually starting the academy next month. So this is very exciting. Because as we know, we're short a little bit right now, so having them come on board is fantastic. And I believe that they're the cream of the crop, but you will get to meet them later.
After the academy?
After the academy, once they're for real. First, they have to pass through this. It's a very rigorous background check, as you all know. And this was a very robust recruitment, but we'll be starting another recruitment soon because it's just what's needed. And because it takes over a year just to get to this point, it just takes a while, but it's worth it. First district supervisors, Supervisor Janet Wynn was sworn in yesterday. So she will be at our next Board of Supervisors meeting and her term officially starts. So that is exciting news. And then hopefully she will be appointing somebody to the first district seat, because right now that is vacant, as we know. And that's all I have. Oh, I did want to point out, though, that Chairman Wagner, who won at his pre-election, I guess is what I would call it, at the early, and didn't have to have a runoff, he and Supervisor Wynn will have their ceremonial swearing in, which is the more fun part of it. That will be on January 14th before the board meeting at 8:30 a.m. So you're all welcome to attend if you want to. And then that's it. So I want you all to have a happy holidays, happy new year, all of those good things.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and we're here if you need something.
All right. Thank you for the, at this time, I'll move it over to Commission Commons. I'll start at the end.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being responsible about this bill. I mean, obviously, in case you guys don't know, it's my district, not only on the Parks Commission, but my district within the city. So. It impacted us a lot, and having that be shut down is not a good thing for any of us. So I appreciate you being responsive to when I was asking questions. So other than that, I wish everybody happy holidays. And but I'll see you at the swearing thing, unfortunately. So thank you for that.
I got nothing. Thanks, guys. Happy Christmas.
Well, other than she gets sworn in.
On Monday.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Which actually fascinating. Like, I'm looking at these 100-page documents. I'm like, oh my God! I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I'm having a good time.
The reading is a lot.
We're going to go out for martinis. I'm going to hear the
The soon to be honorable Jones.
Yeah, exactly. I please request that my name be called that, soon to be honorable.
I'll second that.
No comments from me. Happy holidays.
Okay. Glad to be chair of the meeting after having just become vice chair. I have a feeling the actual chair thought ahead of time in this regard. But I wanted to say I would appreciate all the work that OC Parks has been doing. I mean, from you guys showing up to every meeting here to the groundskeeper, you know, making sure to keep the parks clean. You guys do a phenomenal job. And I want to wish everybody happy holidays and a happy new year. Meeting adjourned.
Thanks for running such a fast meeting.
Nice.